Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. Today's topic looks at John 15, where Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." To find out why Jesus describes himself as the vine and us as the branches, stay tuned for the full devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I Am the Vine, written and read by Emma Danzi. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Why does Jesus describe himself as the vine? I love that Jesus describes himself as the vine and us as the branches. He is the source of our very lives. Without the vine, there can be no branches. Without Jesus, we cannot thrive and grow. Our entire lives are dependent upon the Lord. Would we remember how Jesus gave up his life and his blood for us? There's a powerful connection because of his provision of communion at the Last Supper. Jesus compares his blood to wine. As we think about Jesus having declared himself to be the vine, he also produced the sacrifice that would atone for our sins by his blood. It is interesting that wine is described as the blood of grapes in Genesis 49:11 and Deuteronomy 32:14. Jesus is the vine, and he poured out his blood for us. Beth Moore shares in her book, Chasing Vines, "Because the grape was proudly multi-purpose, the shelf life it had to offer the ancient world was practically without rival. Grapes could be eaten fresh, straight from the vine. Dried, they were renamed raisins. And in the Bible, they were eaten plainly or baked into cakes. Pressed, the grapes produced fresh juice, or far more significantly, they could be utterly transformed, possessing new properties and chemistry into vinegars and wines." When we think about how Jesus described himself as the vine and ponder the many uses of a grape, it reminds us that our Savior reveals himself to the world in a variety of ways. He is able to save and rescue anyone. What he produces is diverse and desirable. When we begin to believe that we finally comprehend him, he shows us another part of himself that leaves us in awe. What does it mean for us today that Jesus is the vine? This is valuable for us today in our lives because when we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, then we are branches attached to his vine. He becomes our main source for living. We become surrendered to fully depend on him. Jesus gives us everything that we need to accomplish his will for our lives. We see this especially in the word remain or abide. Remain. Strong's Greek shares that the word in John 15:5 is menion, which is translated remain, abide, or dwell. The word literally means to stay. When we are staying with our Savior, we are learning from Him, growing deeper in our love for Him, and able to reach outward to others and show them who Jesus is. How can we remain connected to the vine? 1. Spend time with Him. Making time each day in the Bible and in prayer is a key way to staying connected with Jesus. If we are actively seeking Him and reading His scriptures, we will be growing and changed by His living and active Word. 2. Be still before Him. This one is convicting. When was the last time you were just simply still before the Lord? When we take an opportunity to rest before His presence, we can be still and know that He is Lord. Remain is a term that involves resting in the work that has already been done. We are branches, but Jesus is the vine. We can stop striving for salvation, but rest in the permanent gift from Jesus, our vine. We can abide in Him in stillness and solitude, knowing that our souls find rest in God alone. 3. Share His love with others. Part of the joy of vines is that they produce fruit. Part of our greatest gifts as believers in Christ is that we not only watch God work, we are involved in what He is doing around the world. When we share His love and gospel with others, we can help multiply those connected with the vine and see the Holy Spirit produce more fruit from the vine, who is Jesus. How are you connecting with Jesus today? He is the vine, and we are the branches. May we remember to spend time with Him, be still before Him, and share His love with others. Intersecting faith and life. How are you connecting with Jesus today? He is the vine, and we are the branches. May we remember to spend time with Him, be still before Him, and share His love with others. Further reading, Jeremiah 6:9, Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16, John 6:55.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.